Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231, SACL-CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Garth.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features. We give them away. And normally I talk about how Free Talk Live is the only major talk show website to give away its features. Well, our friend Gardner Goldsmith has free features on his website, too.
Thank you.
That's LibertyConspiracy.com. They can get your lovely podcast there amongst a few other things.
Indeed. I hear it's very difficult to get them right now. We're working on that, but you can eventually sign up, and thanks. And you can stream them right on the website.
There you go.
Cool stuff there.
So head over and check him out when you get a chance. That's LibertyConspiracy.com. We go into your phone calls. Let's start with Angio in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello. It's Angel.
Angel. You know, it's funny because the board op actually spelled out your name as A-N-G-E-O, and I had him, like, double-check it, so I don't know how that happened. But, Angel, what's on your mind?
Well, actually, I work for SACL CAI. Very familiar with. And I actually also obtained a copy of Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted, which I watched and had everyone I know possibly watch it, too.
Oh, it's that good, huh?
It is an excellent video.
That's great.
It is an excellent video, which I learned a few things from that I was not really familiar with, which was great as of last night.
Yeah, even I thought, I mean, I have been a longtime drug re-legalization activist, and even I learned a number of things from Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted. I thought I knew almost everything about drug prohibition and the way the cops work, but there was a lot of really good information.
I thought I did, too.
Angel, you said as of last night?
Yes. So I am in Defiance, Ohio, and I am driving my friend home, who is a male, and he is actually black. I'm going to throw that out there. Maybe that has nothing to do with it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You never can be sure.
And I'm sorry?
You can never be sure. Well, driving while black is a very ambiguous crime.
I think it is a crime. I'm pretty sure. so I'm driving down the road, and granted, I am speeding. I'm doing like 67 miles an hour.
That could be the problem.
It's really only a crime if the cops are rednecks. I mean, the more redneck the cops are, the more likely that'll be a crime.
Well, let's just say we were headed to a town called Hicksville.
Okay.
So we are the only two people on this entire road, my car and the sheriff car, which is far enough away that I kind of see him coming at me. So I start to slow down, and by the time he gets up to me, I'm doing about 62. He pulls me over, of course, and he was acting very polite, very nice, asked for my identification, my information. He said he clocked me at 67, did the whole spiel. And he said, hey, as long as, you don't have any warrants or arrests or anything like that, I'm just going to give you a warning. And I'm like, okay, and, totally fine, no reason for me to be in any trouble.
Sure.
And as he's walking away, he shines the flashlight in the car, and he says, and by the way, who is your passenger? So, okay, fine. I give him his name. He lives in Indiana where we're going, and I'm taking him to work. And he's like, okay, well, what's your name? Write it down. And he says, well, as long as he doesn't have any warrants either, then, I'll write you this warning and I'll let you go. And we're sitting in the car. He goes back, and 10 minutes goes by, and we're still sitting there. And I look at my friend, and I'm like, do you have any warrants? And we're laughing because we're like, no, we don't have any warrants. What's going on? What's taking so long?
Well, they always do that, just as an aside. I mean, even if it was just you, it would have been a 10-minute wait at least anyway, because it's an intimidation tactic. They take your license, and they just go sit back in their car, and they drink their coffee and eat a donut.
Play cartoons on their computer.
Yeah, thing. As they, they want you to sweat it out, basically. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I completely agree. So, yeah. I'm sitting there, and I'm talking about it, and I'm actually telling my friend that. I'm like, he's trying to, worry us. I said, I guess maybe he's waiting on backup. And as soon as I said the word backup, and mind you, like I said, we're on this country road, me and him are the only car there, I see flashing lights coming down the road. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on, And I look at him, I'm like, are you sure you don't have a warrant? And he's like, I'm sure I do not have a warrant.
Yeah.
These cops, pull in the middle of the road, acting very, like we just robbed a bank, basically.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
They jump out of the car with their guns, and they're, they say my friend's name, and they're like, step out of the car, step out of the car.
Holy mackerel.
And I'm like, oh, my God. He steps out of the car, and at this point, they're already grabbing him, shoving him against the side of my car, like, you have a warrant for your arrest. And he's like, okay, I don't even know anything about this. It's from a traffic ticket 10 years ago.
How long ago? 10 years?
10 years ago. 1998. Yes.
He couldn't go to his house and bother him for a traffic ticket that's that old? I mean, you couldn't send him a letter?
Oh, man.
And, you know, maybe I don't know the circumstances. Maybe, you know, they sent him a letter. I don't know. All I know is it's from 10 years ago.
And, you know, how much force did they apply to him? How scary did they sound?
They slammed him against my
right.
car.
For a nonviolent offense,
right.
And they know all about it, and they get their kicks, they get their rocks off doing something like that to a guy when they could have just reasonably gone up to him and said, hey, you know, you've actually got an outstanding warrant.
Could have been very calm. I mean, you know, no big deal. So,
right, but they want him to react badly. That way,
yes,
that, you know,
yes,
they can react even worse.
And he was not. He was
cops
completely
have gone
like,
from...
I'm just going to work, you know, like, I didn't know I had a warrant, you know, why would I know I have a warrant, you know, I don't know.
Right, right. They've gone from peace officers, you know, to protect the peace, to these sort of escalation experts who, you know all the little buttons to push and how to get a person to overreact.
Yes.
You know, I'd like to just interrupt the story here and point out that as I understand it, I'm not a lawyer, this isn't legal advice, but as I understand it, most places in America, at least, if you're a passenger in a vehicle, you are under no obligation whatsoever to present any cop with any identification
at all. That much is true, but the problem here is a common police tactic is the guy was offering something in order to get something.
Right.
He was offering,
I'll let you go.
I'll just give you a warning if we can go ahead and run your passenger's name.
Right.
After all, he's black, and those guys have warrants.
Right. So that way, if he hadn't have given his name up, then you might have gotten upset because then the cop would have written you a ticket, Angel, is that right?
And that's basically exactly how he presented it to us, in a very friendly manner, I might add.
Tricky guy. So what happened? I mean,
they arrested
your friend?
So they're slamming him against my car. It's, you know, at nighttime, it's cold, I didn't even have a coat on, so, you know, I asked all the officers, I said, you know, could you shut my passenger door, it's cold, and he immediately was like, no, you know, and he's like yelling at me, he's like, no, we're not shutting that door, I'll be back, and I'm like...
We don't owe you anything, little Missy. You're harboring a fugitive.
Yes, that's exactly how they were behaving. Exactly. So this psycho cop comes back to my car and just starts rummaging through everything in my car.
Oh.
And I'm like, excuse me, what are you doing? And he's like, I don't have the right to search your vehicle. And I said, no, you do not. No, you do not. I said, this is my car. I did not do anything wrong. I did not break any laws. And at that moment, he grabs my purse, which is sitting on the floor.
Uh-huh.
I grab it back from him. And as I grab it back from him, he opens my armrest. And so I shut my armrest, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he said, you know, I have the right to search your vehicle. You know, you had a felon in your car. You know,
felon? Hold on. It's a
maybe
traffic
ticket. A felony or something.
How did a traffic ticket get to be a felony?
I don't even know how a traffic ticket gets a warrant, first of all, so I'm kind of confused about that, truthfully. So he continues to, he then tries to open my ashtray, which is closed, so I put my hand up against it, and I said, no, you are not opening my ashtray, and he tried to reach for the glove box. I said, no, sir, you are not searching my car. This is my car. You do not have the right to search it. You are not searching my car.
Good for you.
Excellent.
And he, at that moment, the kind officer comes up to my window with my warning, and he says to the guy, what's going on? He's like, did you find anything? And the officer, the bad cop, I'll call him, he says, no, I don't find anything, but made some comment as if, like, I was not cooperating.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And so the nice officer says, ma'am, do you have any illegal drugs or concealed weapons in your car? And I said, no. And he said, okay. Well, you know, he looks at the other cop, he says, let her go. She didn't do anything. So I'm thinking, okay, I got a nice cup, bad cup. Okay, I'm dealing with this. So he gets out of my car because he's inside of my car, in my car. And he shuts the door. He goes and he opens my back door.
Jeez.
Wow. Unbelievable. Angel, I want you to finish the story. Hang on. We're going to bring you back for the rest of this. 800-259-9231. You can comment on this. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Tell us your police encounter. Just another awful, awful situation. And we'll get the rest of your moments with Angel. You can take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Thank goodness those guys are out serving and protecting us, right? Right?
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time?
Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free, so enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, get them right there on the front page of the website. Free for the download at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by our good friends at SACL CAI. They purchase charged-off receivables, they do early-out billing, and they do collections, and they do it in a whole new way. They collect with respect. SACL CAI, you can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Consider it a personal favor using them. Freetalklive.com.
Well, yes, and they get the job done as well. They're very good. Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of SACL, we actually have one of their employees on the line, Angel. My apologies. Angel is back on with us. Now, Angel, last night you were pulled over by the police. You had a friend in the car with you. And the cops, they said they were going to give you just a warning. As long as y'all came back and checked out clean, no warrants, nothing like that. Turns out your friend had a warrant for from 10 years ago when he allegedly didn't pay like a ticket of some sort.
Yes, a traffic ticket.
And so the police then went into just violent mode and started roughing up your friend, arresting him. And during that process, one of the cops began poking around inside your car, starting trying to open up various different compartments. And you asserted yourself and you said, "Excuse me, I don't give you permission to be here." He claimed he had the right to search. But even though he claimed that, you still continued to rebuff his efforts, and you demanded he get out of your car. He did pull out from the front seat, and then you were about to continue the story when he opened up your the back seat door.
Yes, he opened my back passenger door, and at that moment, I'm screaming at him, like, you know, "Get out of my car. You have no right to search my car." And at that moment, you know, the good cop is still standing here at my window, and he tells him, "Okay, she didn't do anything, let's go," type situation, acting very nice and kind at that moment. And he says, "Ma'am, I just need you to sign this warning, and we can let you go."
Sign the warning?
That's the way it works in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay.
Which, yeah, that's humorous in itself. However, I learned from Barry Cooper a couple of things about this. As soon as you sign that warning, you have the right to go. So I grabbed it, you know, signed the warning, and he says, "We have a few questions for you." But at the exact moment when I handed him that paper, I put my car in drive.
Well, what about your friend?
He handed me the ticket and said, "We have a few questions for you." And I said, "Sorry, sir, I gotta go." And I drove away.
Wow.
But I'm pretty sure at that exact moment, that's when my good cop was about to go bad cop on me.
Yeah, right. No doubt.
Wow.
It gets a little actually funnier than that. So
good for you, by the way. I mean, congratulations to you for, number one, asserting your right to be free from unreasonable search and making it very clear to those cops, even when they were trying to search you, continuing to refuse that. That was really, that was very brave of you. And then to pull away after that fact, someone else might have just asked, you know, "Am I free to go now?" In which case they would probably have to answer in the affirmative. But you just went ahead and did it. So go ahead with your story.
Which, again, I learned from Barry Cooper. Thank you, Barry. So I pulled away, and, you know, I completely leaned, took a different way home, opposite of where these cops are still sitting, you know, arresting my friend. You know, they had everything pulled out from his pockets, et cetera, et cetera. So I went and, you know, made sure everything was okay, waited a little bit. I went to the sheriff's station where he was. And I'm like, "It's a traffic ticket. It's got to be cheap. I'm going to bail him out." So I go there.
10 years later. Now, I bet you there's a little interest on that.
Yeah. Oh, yes, there was. Definitely. His $80 ticket was up to $200-some. But for $200-some, that's what we went through. It's ridiculous, actually. So I go there, and as I'm, you know, pulling up and starting to walk in, they're walking him out in handcuffs. And I'm like, "This is 9 o'clock at night, you know, so I'm thinking, where are they going?" And I said, "You know, am I too late to bail him out? He just got here." And he said, "No, we've been called away to an emergency, and he has to go with us because we cannot leave him here at the police station."
So this is like a small town where there's no one there, basically?
There was other people there. That's what was kind of humorous to me about it. So they took my friend in their car, handcuffed.
Poor guy.
They proceed to walk around my car with a flashlight, looking inside of my car. Well, I didn't say anything. I just stood there for a second. He said, "We'll be back in just a little bit. We have this emergency we have to go to." So they go to this actual crime that's being committed, arrest this guy, put him in the backseat with my friend.
Nice.
It was, you know, not like there for a traffic ticket.
So a violent criminal probably versus your friend.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And then bring them back to the police station, and they finally let me, you know, post bond and let me go. But, I mean, that's just amazing to me, the whole situation that happened, and not to mention that they put my friend, who's arrested on a traffic ticket warrant, I guess, and with a criminal. I mean, someone that they went to go arrest for an emergency.
And the other funny part about it is that they took the time to mosey around your vehicle, checking it out for any problems.
When they were on an emergency
crime
call.
Being committed.
Yeah.
Yes.
It had a 911 call. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. That's an amazing story, Angel. So what's your what's going to happen with your friend here? Is he he's got to go to a court date or something?
Yeah, he just has to. He's already paid it, you know, because we paid the bond, which was the ticket and everything. He just has to appear, I'm assuming, so the judge can yell at him for maybe not paying his ticket 10 years ago. But he just has to pay. And the lady, you know, who was you know signing us out and stuff, she said, she's like, oh, you just have to appear, or else they'll issue another warrant.
Yes, they will.
So what? I don't know, because at this point he owes them no money.
Well, for failure to appear is what it would be.
Right.
Failure to obey their demands.
And I wonder if they would be searching to try to find a search warrant for your car or something like that in the meantime, you know?
No, I don't think so.
It's pretty unlikely.
They'd have to have some sort of probable cause or something like that in order to get that warrant.
Of course, it depends on the leeway of the judge a lot of times.
Good for you. And, you know, it's great that you work for an employer like Jason, SACL CAI, where he's going to, you know, applaud you for standing up to the police, whereas many other employers would be frightened to death of what you did.
Yes. Without seeing Barry Cooper's videos, I don't know if I would have just been scared and let them do whatever they wanted, thinking that they had the right to. And,
you know, all it takes is a little knowledge, though. I mean, a little bit of knowledge combined with a bit of courage can really go a long way when it comes to standing up against these out-of-control government thugs. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Angel. We really appreciate the story from you. And, you know, Mark, since you doubted that a traffic ticket could turn into a felony, let me read to you what might happen to me if I don't pay this parking ticket. This from Brad Jardis, one of the New Hampshire Law Enforcement Against Prohibition officers. He just emailed me on this. He said, what a municipality can do to someone if they don't respond to a parking ticket is issue them a must-appear summons to district court. Then, if you don't show up in court, or you show up and are found guilty and refuse to pay the fine, the DMV can suspend your license if you don't show up, or the court can order
it. For a parking ticket, they can suspend your license?
That's what he's saying. He says, or the court can order it suspended if you fail to pay. Now, even though you do not have a New Hampshire license, your driving privilege in the state will be suspended. Get caught 3 times driving after suspension, and you become a habitual offender. Get caught driving once after that, and you'll do up to 7 years in state prison.
Wow.
Mandatory at least 1 year is what I would have to do.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So the
when it comes to that, you pay that $5 ticket.
If you don't respond, they don't take too kindly to that. 1-800-259-9231. The question, though, will be, will they respond to my request for a response?
Bradley, way to go.
They probably won't. They're probably going to ignore me. But we will keep you informed and in the loop. And also take your calls about whatever you want to talk about. 800-259-9231. Carl's coming up. Rob in Georgia. Your calls about anything goes if you make them. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. June 9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. So enjoy the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener, we would love to have your picture submitted to the Shrine. Maybe Angel will send her picture in if she's still listening, which would be fantastic. So shrine.freetalklive.com. March 12th through the 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. The world's fastest sports cars will battle for 12 hours on the famous Sebring Road Course. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE. That's 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through the 15th. Don't miss it.
If you need a recommendation, I had a really great time when I went. And I wish I could go again.
Awesome. Let's go to your phone calls. Carl in Montreal, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, this is kind of a bit of old news, but it came to me in the mail today, a newsletter about Benazir Bhutto. I don't know. There was a video, I guess, on the Internet from her interview before she was assassinated on the David Frost show. I guess it aired in England. And the BBC clipped out the part of her interview, but in this interview she said that Bin Laden has been dead since 2002.
And how does she know?
I guess because she was, you know, had ties to the, you know, she formerly was
a prime
minister.
She is in Pakistan.
And she said that the same people who were plotting to kill her had killed Bin Laden in 2002, and he was dead. And all of this was a sham to keep the war going. And I guess they clipped out the parts where she said that he was been killed, you know, and he's dead. And all of this was a lie, I guess, a hoax.
Hmm.
But you know, just why did they clip it out? And then I guess it was, you know, the interview, the full interview is on the Internet.
You know, John McCain's running basically. You know, one of the things that he said is, I'll find Bin Laden, and I'll track him down, and we'll bring him to justice.
What a bunch of
so
nonsense.
They're still using Bin Laden to get stuff.
Right. He's scary. I mean, he's the only terrorist of any name, so-called terrorist, that Americans are aware of. He's the only one with name recognition.
McCain says he'd go right to the gates of hell, which, you know, I wouldn't mind for a lot of the things he's done to the U.S. Constitution. And I don't even think the Constitution went far enough for freedom. But, that'd be interesting if you can find that information. That's really fascinating. And, you know, it just bolsters everybody's theory that this is all, you know, all a big put-up thing, the CIA setting people up, bringing people down, setting up the warfare, welfare state, even more.
Hey, Carl.
I guess in her interview, I'm reading what she said, I guess, translated. I know how Osama bin Laden was killed. I know who did it and why. You know, but that's
How long after that interview was she assassinated?
I guess like a month later. It was done. This interview was November 2nd, 2007.
And this is verifiable.
Well, yeah, verifiable, and people can go on there. I just want somebody, you know, if they can look for the video, probably on YouTube. I heard it was on Power of Prophecy, but it's on some other websites. And they can watch the video, the unedited version, and see that she said this. But then you look at the BBC version, it's this part is edited out.
Well, maybe they edited it out to avoid confusion. I know that one of the claims is that she messed up and really meant to say Danny Pearl.
Mm.
So, you know,
a big mistake, I guess.
It is, but you know, it's not like I've never made mistakes in the air while talking live and said the wrong name and you know, said the exact opposite of what I meant to say.
I guess the problem is she's not around to ask if she messed up.
Nope, they shot her.
Hey Carl, just as an aside, I got an email in from somebody during one of the breaks because I'd mentioned that you were coming on the air here shortly, and the individual apparently lives up there in Canada, and you have been having trouble. You're in some sort of an immigration detention facility, and this gentleman had offered to help you out in some way. So,
what he was looking to do is have you give
some contact info over the air if you felt comfortable with that.
Okay.
Whatever the best way to contact you is, go right ahead and do that.
I'll give the phone number here at the Immigration Detention Center. The area code is 450. The number is 661-4267. What you do is call the Immigration Center and say you're looking for Carl the American, or Carl Moleskowitz is my last name, and they will, you know, you can give his phone number, they'll write down a message, they'll give me a slip with a number on it, and then I can call him back with a phone card.
Or if he has
an 800 number, I can call for, you know.
I'm sure he'll be getting in touch, and thanks for the call tonight, Carl. Good luck, sir. 800-259-9231.
Carl's collecting those 800 numbers.
We continue with Rob in Georgia on the Amp Line. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, great, super, Rob. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I see I called during the weekly Gardner Goldsmith Geek Fest. although I guess you haven't geeked out yet, but I'm sure somebody will talk about reversing the polarity of the neutron.
Oh my God, man. You rock, Third Doctor. Way to go. Get your sonic screwdriver, baby.
There you go. So I wanted to comment on some stuff that you guys talked about on Saturday night.
Okay, sure.
Carla called in and said that they were, I guess, listening to the Market for Liberty, and their impression was that the suggestion was to outreach to the intellectuals to convert the intellectuals.
Yeah, that was their impression, and I did not believe that that was actually what the book was suggesting. As I pointed out, the book was pointing out the process how ideas are delivered and distributed from the intellectuals to the conveyor belts to the rest of society. I think you just simply misinterpreted it. But your thoughts?
Well, you know, I haven't actually listened to the audiobook yet. That's on my list. But the thing that I was thinking about is that this is a very common sort of attitude among libertarians, I believe, that the emphasis is on the intellectuals and, as Mark likes to call them, the respectables.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that to a large degree we have been somewhat myopic, because I look at the libertarian movement as being like any other sort of religious movement. It's basically you're telling people this is a process and methodology which is a better way to live. That's what a religion is. Now, it's a much narrower in scope sort of thing, but I think that a lot of the processes are very similar. And when you look at the successful ideas, successful sorts of religions, they didn't propagate through appealing to the intellectual or the ruling class, because the ruling class are the people who are most vested in keeping things the way that they are.
Yes. Right. And they are the problem.
Right.
Exactly. And since the ruling class has essentially set up the modern system of intellectuals, that's a tough road to hoe. You're talking about having people essentially work against their own short-term best interests. In a lot of cases, it's really a very difficult thing to try to do.
I don't know if these terms go together, man, but in a way, what we've got on the internet and in radio and things like that, and with blogs and websites, is it's almost populist intellectualism or intellectual populism, where the intellectual elites are ensconced in the universities. They're very well connected with the government, with grants, the media. You know, they're regulated. But around here in the unregulated nooks and crannies, it seems like, you know, intellectual ideas can sift out to people in certain ways, and people latch on to each other. I mean, you've connected with us. We've connected with you. Clearly, you're an intellectual, and it's very interesting to see how there's almost a new underground intellectual movement.
Yes, well, Hans Hermann Hoppe referred to them as the anti-intellectual intellectual. Yeah, and I definitely like that sort of that point of view, and I think that it's very important that those are the people who need to be outreached to, and that is one of the great things about the internet, because you really can't tell who those people are until you throw the ideas out there and see who hooks into the line. Essentially,
mm-hmm.
It's not the sort of process that you know who the traditional intellectual is. They're working at the universities. They make themselves very apparent.
Yeah.
It is those sort of underground intellectuals that you don't know about, and those are actually the people who you have to convert, and you also have to convert the masses. Any sort of intellectual movement, well, any sort of moral movement, which is really the way I view this, it does, you have to appeal to the people who are basically being most harmed by the prevailing moral theories.
Well, you know, it's interesting. On my show, I've actually had conversations with the management, and they say, look, you know, you have to try to do something to bring in people that are, you know, not as intellectual as you know, your typical conversation might be in your philosophical circles. And I say, okay, so what I've done is I tried to pepper the show with occasional, you know, popular issues and so on, and try to draw the lessons out of them.
Let's come back with more of this. Hang on, guys. 800-259-9231. We will talk to you about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Race over to America's greatest sports car event. March 12th through 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One. 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida and brought to you in part by Budweiser, Advance Auto Parts, and Coca-Cola. Come cruise the Midway, barbecue, and camp out with your closest friends. For 12 hours on Saturday, March 15th, the world's fastest sports car will battle on the famous Sebring Road Course with some of the biggest names in auto racing behind the wheel. The competitor's paddock will open for everyone to meet the teams and drivers up close and personal. Sebring's Party Zone hosts the Ultimate Beach Party, featuring bikini contests, rod-eating contests, beach volleyball, and live music. Kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult, and college students get in at half price with student ID. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through 15th. Don't miss it.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carcinic Minute. In ancient times, troubadours traveled around and told stories through song. But did you know today's cars have a troubadour of their own right under your hood? When I come back, I'll sing its praises.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG 44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, Go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
Your automotive troubadour may not sing, but it sure travels around and tells stories. It's your dipstick, and it communicates more than engine oil levels. Take a look and listen. Black oil on the dipstick says you're overdue for an oil change. Froth hints oil contamination. Metal particles caution engine checkups in order. And water droplets may mean harmless condensation, but more likely declare trouble, leaking gaskets, or faulty thermostat. Take heed, or you may be spending time not traveling, but singing the blues. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the show, then shop with us. You do it in two ways. One, you can buy some great Free Talk Live branded merchandise at our store. Go to store.freetalklive.com. Grab yourself Free Talk Live t-shirts, hats, hoodies. We've also got other things like the Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo, as well as the DVD Classic Archive collector sets and more, all at store.freetalklive.com. For everything else you need to buy, go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you start your shopping experience through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So you can get anything from new items to used items to Gardner Goldsmith's book.
Hey, all right. Thank you.
Which is called Live Free or Die, by the way.
Yes.
You can do all that at Amazon.freetalklive.com. And feel good, because not only are you getting a great deal, but Free Talk Live is getting a cut. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. Back to Rob in Georgia on the Amp Line. Rob, you're talking about how that in the libertarian movement, there seems to be a very strange focus on trying to recruit new libertarians from the respectables, from the intellectuals. And what you're pointing out is that the direction libertarians and liberty lovers should go is to recruit from the regular folk and the anti-intellectual intellectuals, as you were discussing earlier. And I have to agree completely. And a lot of the conflict inside the Libertarian Party, for instance, which is one of the reasons why I no longer am really interested in involving myself with them, is over issues like, well, should we talk about the war on drugs anymore? Because, you know, talking about the war on drugs makes us seem like that's our only issue, and it turns so many people off. And it seems to me like the people that the war on drugs is an issue, re-legalizing drugs, the people that would turn off are not the kinds of people that we want to be recruiting. They are the respectables. They are the ones that are comfortable. They aren't the ones that are getting, you know, having their sons and daughters arrested every single day for minor drug possession charges or dealing charges. And it's just a lot of much ado over really these issues that I think are very important. And people are saying, well, we just need to put them on the sideline here and forget about them. That's where a lot of the conflict comes in, and I think it's misplaced. I think that we really should be targeting the average folks. Any other thoughts?
Yes. The thing is, we know that the reason why people have concentrated so much on those sorts of intellectuals, because that is the class that the people who came up with a lot of these ideas are from. So those are the people who they were most comfortable with speaking to. So that's why they do what they do. Now, the thing is, I think that the Free State Project can actually have a lot of impact in this arena, because one of the things which the libertarian movement has kind of missed is that there has not been any sort of layperson tradition in the same sense that a lot of other movements have. And what successful sorts of movements like this really need to have, I think, is a community, because you don't need just that high-level intellectualism. That is important, but you also need the sort of everyday applied intellectualism that ordinary people engage in. That's really what converts the masses. It's from one ordinary person to another ordinary person.
Well, that's a great point, Rob. Yeah, that's a really good point. And, you know, you think about that, when people start to see that, when people start to see Ron Paul as a guest on The Tonight Show, or they start to see the Free State Project having gatherings and people getting together on a local level, that really draws people in to say, oh, you know, maybe there's resonance. At least they'll be more open to hearing some ideas, you know?
Absolutely.
I think one of the reasons why the Libertarian Party has been, I guess it's been distancing itself from the Free State Project is, and what's going on here in New Hampshire, probably because they are looking to appeal to those intellectual types, and they just don't like the idea of people really putting their boots on the ground and doing something that's making a difference. For whatever reason, they just haven't endorsed the Free State Project. It gets very little coverage in the Libertarian Party's newsletter. I mean, if you looked at the Libertarian Party's publications, you would never even know the Free State Project existed if they weren't advertising in them, and I don't even know if they're advertising with them anymore.
You know, one of the things that I do think is important, however, is for those people who want to drive this sort of thing to make sure that they continue to push some of the theoretical, the learning, the lineage and heritage of learning that has come around in the past. Because I find, for example, I work with a guy on the air who tries to identify himself with the libertarians. He ran as a libertarian in Connecticut or something like that. And you know, it's important to get together and work with people who have commonalities to try to pull down some bad laws and get rid of the state and that sort of thing. But this guy embraces so many economic fallacies that sometimes it's more dangerous when he speaks about economics than it is positive when he speaks about, you know, disliking taxation or regulations or whatever.
You know, this is Stefan Molyneux's, essentially his argument against Ron Paul. You know,
really?
Yeah. Essentially, he says the same thing, that Ron Paul is dangerous because it's a diluted libertarian message, or diluted no state message at all. In fact, he is more dangerous to the libertarian message than, you know, having no one speak at all.
Wow, that's fascinating. Well, this guy, I guess every situation, I guess you have to take as it goes. I don't have a problem with Ron Paul. Ryan.
I don't know.
You know, I'm a
disagree with Molyneux on that one. I see where he's coming from, and I'd love to have you chime in, Rob. Do you think that that Ron Paul's doing more damage to the libertarian movement or helping the libertarian movement?
I think he helps the libertarian movement. I think there's a difference between actually obtaining the coercive power of the presidency and with the campaign. The campaign itself, I believe, has generated a lot of positive. It's gotten a lot of messages out to people who ordinarily would not hear those messages. So, yeah, some of those people are going to get frustrated, but I would bet that at least that more than one person will move to New Hampshire, for example,
absolutely,
as a result of his candidacy. And I really do think that developing that sort of a community with a liberty mindset is actually critically important, a lot more important than maybe some people realize it, and not just to have freedom in that area. I think it's actually important for the proliferation of those ideas in general.
Absolutely, because the more people that are of like mind in the same place there are, you know, that you get together, the more legitimate the ideas become. I mean, if you're just the lone lunatic standing on a soapbox on the side of the street in some urban area shouting out your ideas, you're going to look like a nutcase.
You mean like that picture that you have in the newspaper?
me with the anti-tax sign?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you like that, then no one's going to think
that was a good picture.
I'm surprised you've even seen that, Gardner. We're talking about from like years ago, right, Mark? We're
talking about I'm talking about it.
I haven't seen it. No.
I'm sure you can imagine.
Although I did see you supporting Julia. Which is a very good show.
There was more than me supporting Julia, thank goodness. But yes, the idea is if it's just you, then people are going to brush you off as a crazy. But if it's a bunch of people talking about, hey, we need change. It's time to actually move ahead and advance this civilization, advance mankind into a world of voluntary interaction. If that's being echoed in different areas, you're hearing it on television, you're hearing it on the radio, it's online, it's in the streets, then it becomes a movement. Then it really tangibly becomes something people can point to and say, huh, you know, I've always thought that way, and I thought I was the only one. Look, there's a whole group of people here. So I agree completely, Rob. It's really important to get liberty activists together.
And, you know, it can really resonate very, very soundly with people. On Sunday, I was working out at the house, and some FSPers came along, and there's this fellow named JJ who heard about Free Talk Live through the Ron Paul campaign. Yeah, and he heard an interview. He started listening to Free Talk Live. He, you know, we talked about the Free State Project, and he sort of understood, you know, for the first time in his life, heard messages that made sense with the way he thought, and he's like, well, I have to get involved. The guy signed up for the Free State Project and moved within 6 weeks. This was the Ron Paul interview. I think we did that back in August.
Yes.
And he's been here.
Yeah, he's been here for a few months now.
It's incredible.
So that's it's an example of what you just said, Rob, is that we've already got somebody here, at least one person. I've heard there's another guy in Manchester who came up as part of the Ron Paul Operation Live Free or Die to get active for Ron Paul here in New Hampshire for the primary, and he just decided to stick it out and join the Free State Project and stay here. So there's at least two guys that are already here as a result of the Ron Paul campaign. So, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that Ron Paul is an absolute net benefit for liberty. He's going to be the first step amongst many on this long road to liberty that, you know, I think a lot of the market anarchists or the voluntarists, I think they wish that there was some sort of magic bullet that they could just, you know, zap somebody with and then have them just, well, you know, turn into a voluntarist overnight.
Stefan Molyneux has that magic bullet.
Oh, does he?
It's the question, do you support aggression against me?
Well, it is a good question.
Good question, yeah.
I don't know if that's going to convert someone overnight, but it's something that'll, you know,
well,
certainly get
the obvious
thinking.
Answer from our voting public is yes. Yes,
well, you know,
yes, we do.
And hopefully people will see the Ron Paul campaign, even though if they are anarchists or free market theorists, they might say, you know, Ron Paul's campaign, even though they're supporting the Constitution in it, it's going to educate a lot of people. Maybe they'll come to our side eventually.
It's going in the right direction, Rob. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our...